This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Mental Health and Personal Development channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Susanna Mittermeier, clinical psychologist, therapist, best-selling author, worldwide speaker, and founder of Pragmatic Psychology, the revolutionary paradigm empowering people to discover their brilliance beyond normality. Susanna, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for taking out the time out of your busy schedule to join us. So let's get started. What is insanity?
So insanity in this reality has many faces, usually in form of diagnosis, you know, symptoms that are summarized in many different diagnoses. And the book of diagnosis is very thick. For me, insanity is actually something different. It is where people are not receiving, where this world and people are not receiving the uniqueness that everybody else, that everybody actually is. So everybody has a very special uniqueness that they're bringing to the world, something they know that usually hasn't been acknowledged. And it's this lack of acknowledgement that usually leads to dis-ease, which is everywhere you don't have lightness in your life. So everywhere you've not been acknowledged is where people start to doubt themselves and go into the wrongness of themselves, which many times leads to feeling wrong, feeling bad, and also the creation of symptoms. So for me, it's very important that people are empowered to discover what they actually bring to the world that is extremely unique for every single person. And this is where, if we all would embrace that, is a place where insanity actually would cease to exist. So this is a big ask I'm having for the world, but definitely something I see as a possibility for all of us to create once we actually acknowledge what we know, rather than doubt and create the constant wrongness of us.
What does pragmatic psychology offer, and how is this different from traditional psychology and therapy?
So pragmatic psychology is actually about doing what works. I've been trained to be a traditional psychotherapist and psychologist, and I have been using this in mental health many, many years in Sweden, and it brought me to a point where I started to ask questions, what else is possible beyond this? So traditional work is many times about looking at the problem and why there's a problem, as though understanding it creates something different. And actually it doesn't. It usually leads you more to the wrongness rather than the strongness that can be discovered if you start asking questions. So pragmatic psychology is a different paradigm, as it is about looking at what is beyond just trying to fit in and being normal and being sane. It's more the study of knowing, you know, the thing you just know where you don't doubt yourself. And it's a way of creating something that's greater than what we can do by trying to control behavior. So pragmatic means actually doing what works. And doing what works in this reality is not many times done. People are always trained, usually trained to do what's right and what's been asked of them without asking the question, okay, so if I choose this, what will this create now and for the future? Does this actually work for me? Does this work for everybody else? So people are usually trained to do right than what works. So pragmatic psychology is a different paradigm where you, rather than drowning into what doesn't work, which is usually insanity or disease, going, okay, so what could I choose here with what seems so wrong in my life? How can I use this to my advantage? What's actually possible beyond this that I haven't acknowledged? How can I use my past, my childhood, rather than a wrongness, as a strongness that creates a different reality for me and everybody else?
Certainly, you got to love that approach. Today, we are with Susanna Mittermeier, founder of Pragmatic Psychology, the revolutionary paradigm empowering people to discover their brilliance beyond normality, here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Susanna, what if your insanity is the sanity that changes the world? What does this mean?
So that's actually a really, really great question, because when people hear that sentence, what is your insanity? Is the sanity that changes the world? It usually twists people's brains, which is a good thing. You know, it's like it's always a possibility to create beyond your brain, beyond your mind, because this is where you can actually access greater possibilities. So what it actually means is insanity are all the places where you've decided you're wrong, or where somebody else has decided that you're wrong, and where you are going into any kind of judgment of yourself. You might say, I am wrong, I am not bright enough, I'm not cute enough, I'm not beautiful enough, whatever it is. It's all those places where you've decided that you're not fitting normality or any kind of standard. And these are the places where people are going into wrongness, asking, what if, what possibility, what resource is everything I'm calling a wrongness, everything that I have decided is wrong about me and doesn't work about me? So you could take any judgment, anything you've decided is insane and wrong about you, and twist it on its head and ask, what's right about this I'm not getting? What resource is this that I can use to my advantage? So businesses do this all the time. So, you know, they look at the risks and they ask, what resource is that risk? Because we always have the choice to go either drown in the wrongness of what we've decided is so terrible about ourselves and our lives, or we can ask a question that unlocks all that to an access to greater possibilities, where you have the possibility of asking, what is this? What can I do with this? How can I use this as a resource to move on? So you can ask, what possibility, what resource is my childhood? If you stop judging anything about you or your past or your life, you actually unlock from no choice to total choice to change anything in your life right away. And you're in a constant movement forward rather than backwards. So this is the invitation that pragmatic psychology is. Rather than going backwards, rather than drowning in what has been or what is that doesn't work, you can ask the questions that move you forward to greater possibilities and to a new reality that truly works for you.
Great information. What are the possibilities of using insanity and mental illness to one's advantage?
Well, it is always a matter of asking questions. So usually when somebody has gotten a diagnosis from an expert, let's say depression or anxiety or social phobia, whatever it is, there's so many of those out there, people usually buy that answer and make it theirs. They start to identify with that answer and create that definition as, now I am, you know, anxious, now I am depressed. And this is the dead end road. Like, nothing that doesn't match that point of view can come into your reality when you've taken that position. So what gets you out of this is asking a question. Okay, so the thing that the doctor says is a depression and anxiety, social phobia, whatever it is, you ask, what is it actually? What is it that I haven't acknowledged? And usually when I work with people, what shows up is that they usually have a sense of awareness more than most people that I've never been acknowledged to deal with. So people that have been, you know, that usually meet experts have they have a sensitivity, a way of picking up information and stimuli from around them and from other people that many times seem overwhelming, that they have no idea how to deal with. So usually they can pick up the thoughts, feelings, and emotions from everybody around them. And if you haven't learned that you have that capacity, then very soon you're going to buy all that as yours, and no wonder you think you're going insane. So there's the tool you can use, which is, who does this belong to? You can ask for any thought, feeling, and emotion that goes on in your mind, in your world. You can ask truth, who does this belong to? Is this even mine? And you might find out that 99%, it sounds insane, but it's true, that 99% of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions aren't even yours. There's thoughts, feelings, and emotions and stimuli that you pick up from other people, from everywhere around you. And if you start getting that there is a space you are where you're not as insane as you thought you are, because most of the stuff is actually not yours, it creates a sense of peace and ease in your world, where you actually get to access you more than you ever thought and beyond any mental illness and diagnosis.
Well, Susanna, it has been really good to have had you with us, and I truly believe that this information and approach will help many that have tuned in here today. Thanks so much for that. Now, tell us where our listeners can get more information accordingly and how they can be in touch with you as well.
Yes, so you can get in touch with me on my webpage, which is www.susannamittermeier.com. It's SusannaMittermeier.com.
Well, easy enough. Susanna, once again, we certainly thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Susanna Mittermeier, clinical psychologist, therapist, best-selling author, worldwide speaker, and founder of Pragmatic Psychology, the revolutionary paradigm empowering people to discover their brilliance beyond normality. And once again, the website for reference and for contact and for more information at SusannaMittermeier.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the Mental Health and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.